Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? This is the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3 on this late night Wednesday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. The 3Y Podcast, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR again. And, of course, the last night in September, here in Manhattan, Kansas, before October, the calendar turns October, and man, there's so much happening right now, including huge news coming out with the NASCAR schedule. And of course, yeah, I'll have my thoughts on that before I dive on in to Las Vegas, of course, with the playoffs, with all three series, of course. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. Again, Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and a whole lot more. The 3Wide Podcast heading in to October with the playoffs in full swing. Yeah, there's so much things going on right now. And of course, we're coming up on episode 200. Already got our special guests already slotted in there. So I'm going to hold off. I'll give general thoughts on that to wrap up the show here. I'll go more in depth when the off-season arrives. But man, it's just a handful of stuff that's going on, of course. On top of silly season, of course. More changes within organizations, things like that. So yeah, the off-season is quickly approaching. But hey, we still have unfinished business when it comes to the playoffs. Obviously, huge, I wouldn't say an upset, but a huge shakeup when it comes to the Cup playoffs. That's going to be in the second part of this podcast. We're going to talk trucks right now, though. All three series wrapped up racing in Las Vegas this past weekend, of course, and you talk about kind of shaking up the points. Austin Hill in the truck series last weekend, he started out very shaky, did not run well at Bristol, but here in this case here, folks, got it done. I said it last week, law, he backed up the win last year at Vegas and held off. Sean Creed has been on fire through the second half of the year. Another close opportunity missed by Sean Creed, but more importantly, Austin Hill after Sam Mayer, which I should have paid more attention to this little stat here. But Sam Mayer, did not mention this on the podcast last week, 17 years of age, upsetting the playoff field in the truck series. Nobody did win there. Austin Hill behind the eight ball, but he was only 2 points out coming in to this playoff race, the second race of the first round. Gets it done. Austin Hill, regular season champion. Sheldon Creed, Hill, getting it done there. Once again, Las Vegas going back-to-back to clinch a spot to the next round, which will be the round of eight, which will eliminate half the field to decide the championship four on the back end of things. But man, Austin Hill, 39 laps left. Sheldon Creed, the dominant truck of the night. Like I said, he's been on a house of fire in the second half of the year. What a run for Sheldon Creed. But yet, on the other side of the coin on this one, Austin Hill gets his ticket to the round of eight. And not really a must-win situation, but he had to get it done. Had to get a good run in, and he does that. Does more than that. Gets track position and holds off Sheldon Creed in this one to win the let me get my screen going here. Yeah, the World of Westgate 200 last Friday night in the truck series race. And let's just go right now again. We're going to just talk. We're going to do just the top five here for the trucks in Xfinity and just do the playoff drivers only. Hey, playoffs is full swing. You're not in the playoffs. We ain't going to talk about you unless you are the non-playoff driver in these respective series here. Top five, rest of the top five here. Tanner Gray finishing the third spot. This Tanner Gray has been pretty good all year long. I've been finding him in the top 10, top 12 at times this year. Tanner Gray, third place. Stuart Friesen finished fifth. And Chandler Smith, your top five from this race here. Tanner Gray, your leader in and on playoff drivers there. So that's three in a row there in the truck series. Grant Emminger finished sixth. Zane Smith, seventh. Christian Eckes come home in the eighth spot there. He was also the other guy out of the picture. He and Todd Gilliland come in here. We'll see how all that stacks out. Matt Crafton finished ninth. And Tyler Ankrum, playoff driver, finished in the 10th spot. So stunning here. As first I'll get Todd Gilliland out of the way. Todd Gilliland for Front Row Motorsports come home in the 13th position right there. And then, yeah, Brett Moffitt after finishing second at Bristol coming home 15th in this race there. And you would have thought he would have run a lot better with his teammate Sean Creed. That's kind of a head-scratcher there, in my opinion. Ben Rhodes had issues finishing a lap down in this race there in the 23rd position there for Ben Rhodes. Not a good night for that 99 ThorSport Motorsport truck right there. Switching gears now to the playoff screen now here as things really flip-flopped if you look at it now. Hill gets a ticket to the next round as, of course, Talladega will decide who the rest of the round of eight. Two drivers will be eliminated following Talladega this weekend. Of course, Sheldon Creed right now, 52. He should be okay there. Even though Brett Moffitt coming home in the top 15 position, Brett Moffitt still 44. To the good. Zane Smith in pretty good position now. He is 39 up. Fourth. Grant Emminger 30 plus 31 there. He should be good. The Alabama native there. Grant Emminger of ThorSport Racing. Then it gets really tricky from here. Really tight between 6th and 10th here. Beginning with a tie with Tyler Ankrum and Matt Crafton. 15 to the good right now. You can't afford that issues. And again, Talladega is Talladega. Let's call it what it is, you know, not going to, and coming in here, my plan was not to really talk much about Talladega. You know, Talladega, it's a definition all of itself. I mean, for all three divisions this weekend, Xfinity will have its second race of the first round of the playoffs. The Trucks and the Cup Series will have their elimination. No, let me take that back. Only the Trucks will have their elimination race there, while the Xfinity Series and Cup Race will have their second race of their respective rounds. So, Talladega, it is what it is. So, I mean, we talked about this all the time. And, yeah, so everybody, you know, you talk to all the drivers from the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, or the Cup Series, you know. So, I mean, it takes a fast truck and a race car to run up front. It also takes a lot of luck. A lot of luck, pretty much, when it comes to these races. You have to put yourself in position. You can't afford to be, I mean, yeah, it's rolling the dice a little bit at these speedway tracks. So, it is what it is. So, Talladega for all three series come up here this weekend. And an opportunity for somebody to really shake up the apple cart, if you will, in all three of the series. So, we'll see what happens this weekend. All three series going to Talladega and the Trucks elimination race at Talladega this weekend. Christian Eckes has the last spot. Actually, that's a tie for the final spot. And if it were decided, Ben Rhodes would get the tiebreaker because of the win at Darlington. Eckes has no wins to this point still this year. So Eckes, Rhodes locked up, and Todd Gilliland, he 19 away. Yeah. And how these things go is, yeah, you're going to need stage points, and possibly you're probably going to need to a must-win situation. So 19 points for Todd Gilliland. Yeah, he's going to really have to make something happen here this weekend at Talladega. That's where the Truck Series, Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, stands right now. Chevrolet Silverado 250 on. Let's see. Today is, yeah, on Friday. I want to make sure I'm right here going into this thing. Yeah, it's going to be a doubleheader on Saturday for the Gannon Outdoors and Xfinity Series. October 3rd, kicking off with the trucks, 11 Central Time, noon Eastern Time there with the Chevrolet Silverado 250. And that's going to be a perfect transition to the Xfinity Series at Pro 300 coming up for the trucks to back in the doubleheader for Talladega at 300. Action-packed Saturday coming up here this weekend. And switching the gears quickly to the Xfinity Series, folks. Man, Chase Briscoe adds another win, I believe. Yeah. 8th win of the season for Chase Briscoe. The 98 was untouchable at Vegas.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Chase Briscoe pretty much led all 3/4 of this race. No contest. Briscoe, the man at Vegas. 8 wins for Chase Briscoe here in 2020. As he, it was this, the car was untouched at Vegas here in the playoff opener. Chase Briscoe gets a ticket to the next round, which is, of course, the round of 8 for the Xfinity Series there as well. Noah Gregson for Junior Motorsports finishing in the 2nd spot. And really is mostly all playoff drivers in the top 5 with the exception of Daniel Hemric. The snake-ridden Daniel Hemric finished in the 3rd spot there. Solid run for the Junior Motorsports number 8 car. And that's the obvious choice for the leading non-playoff contenders there in that aspect right there. Justin Allgaier finished 4th, and Ryan C, who led 3 laps in this one. Ryan C, somebody to watch this weekend at Dega here in the 2nd race of the 1st round of the Xfinity Series. Other playoff drivers to make of note here, obviously Austin Cindric finished in his 6th spot. Michael Annett come home in 7th. Michael Annett at one point was running in the top 5 in this race there, so solid run for the other Junior Motorsports car. Harrison Burton for JGR finishing in 9th spot there. Almost got letters crossed up. Justin Haley right out of the top 10. He comes home in the 10th spot there for colleague. Brandon Jones finishing outside the top 10 after starting 7th. He finished 11th. Raleigh Herbst finished 12th in this race here. Brandon Brown finished 15th in this race. And another surprise here to make a move to make sure nobody else. This is the worst of the playoff drivers here. Excuse me. Woo. As I said, late night, Wednesday night, I'm literally recording this falling. Lakers drubbing the Miami Heat in game 1 of the NBA Finals. Ross Chastain, huge stunner here, finished 16th in this race. He led 15 laps in this race. And yeah, this is a complete head scratcher here. Ross Chastain, still no wins. Yes, we talked about the move last week on the 3 Wide Podcast. Ross going to the 42 car. And yeah, this is a disappointing run for this team. I mean, going in here, you have high hopes to win. Obviously fell short in the season finale, regular season finale at Bristol last weekend. You open the playoffs here with an absolute thud here. So that's a surprise in that aspects here going into these playoffs here. Ross Chastain right now outside looking in right now. Not that far. Very tight between he and Harrison Burton. 2 points out, but yeah, head scratcher here. You go to Talladega, obviously. You know you're going to have a super fast race car. College Racing has been the team to beat on these super speedway tracks here. So Ross Chastain will have a chance to really gobble up a lot of points here and possibly more than likely, y'all, contend for the win in Alabama late on Saturday afternoon. Briscoe gets that ticket to the round of eight. Austin Cindric, Noah Gregson, Justin Haley. Cindric 53 to get it right there. Gregson 36. And you can say Allgaier is in good shape there. 28 up. Meanwhile, really tight between 5th. Really all the way to, really, I'm going to put in 10th in here to Michael Annette as well here. So, Haley 14 up. Brandon Jones next in 6th, 13 and again. Ryan Sieg there, only 9 points up. Harrison Burton, I mentioned it, only 2 to get. Ross Chastain, first guy out there in a, with 2 points out. Michael Annette, the next guy out, 10. Herbst, 14. Brandon Brown, your bottom four, 20. So your bottom four, Ross Chastain, Michael Annette, Riley Herbst, and Brandon Brown heading into Talladega on Saturday afternoon. So this could definitely change for sure heading in to Talladega in the Xfinity Series. But yeah, it was a one-man show, and Ross Chastain gets it done in dominant fashion at Vegas. Eddie Gritter III, 4-3 Wide NASCAR podcast here on this late night Wednesday night. Excuse me, man. I'm already looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be October. Baseball is in full swing. The NBA Finals and postseason racing in NASCAR. And a huge complete stunner in the Cup Series. Homegrown. And that really blew me away. As we talk, we'll set the stage a little bit here before we take intermission break here in the 3Wide podcast. Yeah, Kurt Busch, stunner. Took him like almost 20 years to win his home track? Damn, with all that success between Roush Racing, Stuart Haas. Obviously, he had that 1 year, lame duck year. He booted out of the ride in Ganassi up until last weekend. Did not win at his home track. Yeah, and we know Kyle struggles at that racetrack. But Kurt Busch, man, you would have thought that, man, and clearly, the race turned on a piece of metal. And I tweeted this out over the weekend. Circle that one, folks. And if this thing goes status quo like I think it is, an unpredicted winner, it could be somebody out of that bottom four coming in here like an Almirola Bowyer. And I'm trying to think of who else was in down there. Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon is a complete threat this weekend going to Talladega. But any one of those three guys win, oh, this thing could get upside down. It's already upside down. Kurt Busch winning at Vegas as home track finally. Oh, you can see the emotion clearly. The body language of winning that race, overcoming emotion there. Kurt Busch turned his playoff field upside down. And his Kyle was already out heading into this race. He's still out. So the win knocks him out, at least for the moment, of the record of this podcast heading into Alabama for this race. And I got to tell you, man, if man, those three win, this thing get really, really, it's already dicey. With Kurt Busch winning this race the other night. And he took advantage of it. There's no way around it. Give kudos to Matt McCall, I mentioned at the earlier in this episode. I mean, with Talladega, I mean, it's a roll of the dice. I mean, you can win some, you'll lose some. And in this situation here, Kurt Busch, Matt McCall, one on the dice, got the caution they're looking for. 99.5% of the field did not want, the playoff field did not want this caution, including Alex Bowman, who ran very well in this race. So, this playoffs has turned upside down in the Cup Series there. Kurt Busch finally getting it there. Yeah, 0-21 coming into this race here. At least at Vegas for Kurt Busch. And he sealed the deal there. And he had to do it multiple restarts there, holding off Matty D, who was the playoff leading contender after being knocked out of the playoffs at Bristol there. And there's a lot of reading material, listening to podcasts. Obviously, I'm recording this on Wednesday night, so I'll be listening to the Lap Traffic podcast and PETM podcast during my work tomorrow on the road for my work. So I'll be listening to those podcasts. I usually listen to those podcasts on Thursdays, specifically on Thursdays. So I'm looking forward to that. But Matty D, on this instance here, the leading non-playoff driver there. So, yeah, Kurt Busch there holding off Denny Hamlin with fresh tires there at the end, holding a host of guys. Denny Hamlin, Truex, Bowman, which at that point, back to that point of the race there, without that caution, the race was going to be between Alex Bowman and Denny Hamlin. Bowman getting the edge on Hamlin there during the green flag before the caution came out there, which killed any chance there to win the race there. Yeah, I literally said it, even with Truex there, saying, yeah, he's screwed. Caution screwed, that's pretty much there for that opportunity there. So, man, I mean, you win some, you lose some. In this case, you got to give Kurt Busch credit. You can't criticize him. Give the guys credit there of taking advantage when the opportunity arises there. And Kurt Busch pounced. And that car hadn't had enough speed in it and held off Di Benedetto in the 11 car. So, Kurt Busch gets that. Not only that, Kurt Busch hadn't won anything yet this year, if my accounts is correct there. Kurt Busch winning his first race of 2020 at the right time. And it comes at an opportune time for him. So you don't got to worry about Talladega. And you don't have to worry about the Charlotte Roval, the second next race of the cutoff, which is going to be episode 200 of the 3Y podcast. Can't wait for that. So yeah, I have to make sure I check back in to make sure we're still good on that with our special guests for that week. So we're looking forward to that, pumped up for that. So yeah, Kurt Busch there getting it done. Don't have to worry about that. So the other guys gonna have to sweat it out. I'm sure they've been sweating out all week, and I'm sure they will right up to the checkered flag. I mean, that Dega, once again, I'll say it again, will not preview much. Talladega is a one word definition itself. It is what it is. So, going here with an opportunity to really race free and race. And yeah, Kurt Busch gets around Talladega pretty good. So, Kurt Busch with a stunning win there. A stunning turn of events at Las Vegas. Getting it done when it counts there. And he's on in a round of eight. We're going to take the intermission break of the 3Y Podcast EG3. When we return to the podcast, folks, we'll talk about the other playoff drivers and, of course, huge news. We'll briefly talk about the schedule here. I don't want to dive on deep too much into it. I want to save that for an episode, off-season episode of the podcast here, which is, I tell you, 5-6 races away now from the off-season. I want to save that specifically for an episode of the podcast. So, but when we come back, we'll talk Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, and the rest of the field in the bottom four, heading into Talladega. You're listening to the 3Y Podcast. Stay tuned. Stay locked in.
EG3 and the 3Y Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Oh,
the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3 rolling along on this. Finally, it feels like fall in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter of the 3 Wide Podcast. Get our door, truck series, Xfinity series, cup series of 3 big divisions in NASCAR, Austin Hill, Chase Briscoe getting playoff wins at Vegas Hill. Moving on to the round of 8. And Chase Briscoe was an absolute butt-kicking in the Xfinity Series race. Gets a ticket to the round of 8. Kurt Busch stunning the playoff field at home. His home track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway gets the victory there. First victory of the season. It comes at the right time for him getting a ticket. He doesn't have to worry about the roller coaster of Talladega in the Roval. So huge win for that program there, and much needed really overall for that team there, as we all know what's been going on all year, especially with the 42 camp early on this year. But Kurt Busch there now can get ready for the round of 8 there, and we can put his focus towards that. Yeah, we still got unfitted, a lot of racing to go between Talladega and the Charlotte Roval next week, which will decide the round of 8. And the Kurt Busch taking advantage of the opportunity and cashing in there at Vegas. Literally, Denny Hamlin finished third spot, your top 5. Matty D, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Alex Bowman, your top 5 there. Denny Hamlin looked like he had the car to beat in this race, leading 121 laps in this race here. And it looked like it was going to be another win for him. And a lot of playoff drivers, if you were a playoff driver, you wanted Denny Hamlin to win this race. Keselowski really struggled and in this race here. So, you wanted Denny Hamlin to win this race, and that did not happen thanks to the little metal caution there that really flip-flop. And this could have been I know Talladega could be that mark, but I'm going to call it what it is. I'm going to call it right here, right now, tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. That caution right there, game changer, the turning point of these 2020 playoffs here. There's no question, because you're going to see guys again, kind of crisscrossing over, previewing a little bit about Talladega. The big names crash in these races. You know it's going to happen. We shouldn't be all surprised about it. I mean, I feel like I say this every time we talk about Daytona and Talladega Speedway racetracks. It is what it is. So that's, we're not going to waste too much time in that. At least I'm not on this podcast tonight. So, I mean, expect what we expect. I'm going to roll the dice. We're going to lay back Sunday night afternoon, second race of the round of 2 playoffs, and we'll find out. You know, we'll see who survives and who gets caught up in it, who survives, and who's going to have to race their ass off coming in a row. It's just that simple. I mean, probably not simple enough for these guys, but simple enough as far as us spectators and fans that enjoy this kind of racing. So Denny Hamlin there comes up short, and yeah, he got held up. I mean, he got held up. Fresher tires, those fresh tires were really coming. Hamlin there, and Matty D, he also races his ass off there though. And Matty D, kind of go back to him real quickly. Obviously, yes, he's a leading playoff, not playoff driver, so I gotta talk about him. I gotta get it in here. Matty D, I mean, I said it early in the first half of the podcast. A lot of talking soaring around him, and you know, is he gonna stay with the Wood Brothers or not? Because yeah, I mean, when you look at it, both Ford drivers, the only Ford drivers in the Xfinity Series, when you're talking about Chase Briscoe and Austin Hill, Austin Cindric. Yeah, they've had gigantic years this year. Cindric rating in the wings. There's a lot of moving parts in there. We're going to have to see. DiBenedetto finished both races twice. Two runner-up. And back early on this year, in here now, DiBenedetto wants that win bad. If he's going to get it, probably the only chance he's going to get it is this weekend at Daytona, where anybody can win that thing. Martin Truex Jr. and Joe Gibbs Racing. Strong effort obviously, if the wind was becoming down to these three, obviously, the 19 was making a move late in this race there. 19 could set himself up here if he escaped Talladega here this weekend here. Obviously, when it comes to the Roval, that 9 and 19, they're going to be up until somebody proves me wrong. Now, I'm going to talk about this next week. They're gonna be top dogs going in there. I know he's gonna have a really good fast car. Yes, because I'm the favorite driver. I know, but gotta get to Talladega first. And with that points situation is shaking out really tight between third and the Keselowski's 30-point margin shrunk in half. So that's really up for grabs. In that situation there. So Truex strong fourth. Alex Bowman falling short yet again at Las Vegas. Opportunity missed early on this year at Vegas. Another opportunity swept away last weekend at Las Vegas for one Alex Bowman, who was a showman at Vegas there. He blew past Denny Hamlin and was really looked like to be the last green flag stops there in that race there last Sunday night. But it was not, obviously. Bowman disappointed there. Oh, and Alex Bowman would have won this race. Yeah, it would have. I mean, yeah, Alex Bowman, he gets around well at Dega and Roval also. So there's an opportunity for him to pounce and move on forward. But again, you got roll the dice at Dega. We'll have to see what happens there. Kyle Busch finished sixth. Top 10 finish for him, but still leaves out of Vegas' home track also with his brother Kurt. Leaves Vegas outside the playoffs position right now. And speaking of Bowman, yeah, Alex Bowman has the last transfer spot. As of now, Kyle Busch, 9 points out. But again, you know, stage points is going to be huge. If I ever said it, going to be huge, it was going to be huge. Containing to this race, because obviously you're gonna have the non playoff drivers right up in the mix. So stage points are gonna come at a huge premium in this race. So you can get any bit of stage points here going in, and the way that these things play out on these speedway tracks here, it could be huge going into the Roval. So 9 points out for Kyle Busch heading into Sunday's race at Talladega. Very quiet 10th place for Kevin Harvick. And, yeah, I mean, Kevin Harvick's the ultimate lock for Arizona. But we didn't even hear a peep from this team other than Kevin Harvick talking his head off with an ill-hitting race car. But, yeah, we didn't hear nothing from this four car. 10th at a place that usually runs up front. Did not run up front here at all. Did not hear one peep from this 10 car. Not this 10 car, this 4 car in a 10 car, really, for Almirola. So, Almirola, really a head scratcher there. Almirola, Mr. Top 10, way off. Clint Bowyer, his teammate, finished in the 12th position there. Brad Keselowski, really up and down night for him, really struggled all night. 13th, Joey Logano, a Penske car. Kind of just threw Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Blaney had an awesome night fishing inside the top 10, finished 7th. But his playoff teammates, Keselowski, Logano, the contact with Kyle Busch. Oh, I'm going to get to him in a second here. 14th, 13th, and 14th, respectively, for the rest of Penske racing there. So, but opportunity there for them. And speaking of Ryan Blaney is looking to make it 3 in a row at Talladega Sunday. On NBCSN, I want to switch it to schedule real quick on my screen. No, it's going to be on NBC, National Television, Yellowwood 500. Ryan Blaney will have a chance to go for 3 consecutive, and this is newsworthy, 3 consecutive straight wins at Talladega. Can he pull it off? But of course, Ryan Blaney, not in playoff position. He's part of that non-playoff driver community there, so we'll find out for sure. Sunday on NBC. That's going to be must-see TV there. And who survives and who's going to be racing for the playoff live going into the Charlotte Roval next Sunday. But yeah, going back to Logano here. Star of Stage 2, I missed all of Stage 1. I had important obligations. Missed stage one, so literally turn on the TV, stage two, and Denny Hamlin, thanks Denny Hamlin for the promo, for the podcast shout out. Three wide, forcing Joe Logano and Kyle Busch making contact. And again, these guys have had a long history, and a short history in the playoffs, going back to Bristol, where Logano held up Kyle Busch for a few laps last week. Kyle Busch had not so nice things to say. Joey didn't have nice things to say then either at Vegas. And Chase Elliott, I'm not going to repeat what he said. Other podcasts that y'all listen to can say what he said. Said there. And Logano saying he don't make friends on the racetrack. And look, I mean, that could come to cost. We all know that. From the fact there, Chase Elliott called Coach Joey Logano after the fact there, saying, you know, racing too hard. I mean, hey, put yourself in that type of position early. I don't know about that move there. But, hey, I mean, that move there cost Logano maybe a top 10 run there at that time. He was up in the top 10 when he put it three wide. Well, he was in the sucker hole, actually. That we'll get to cap off the podcast here tonight on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. But yeah, I mean, you question that his antics a little bit there in a sense, because now you're gonna go. I mean, if not already, I mean, we know the history of Joey Logano, especially us Truex fans in aspects here. Nobody doesn't like him, and more people don't like him because I don't know. Yes, he's a NASCAR champion. We understand that from that aspects of it. So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time there, I mean, you got to pick and choose where you pick your battles here. Especially, you don't make any friends. Especially, obviously, Chase Elliott, the 9 car. 22, Bristol comes to mind, obviously, from earlier this year. So, yeah, Logano putting it in a tight space there. 3 wide and paid the price for it. And luckily, fortunately for Kyle Busch, as the way his 2020 years gone, he dodged a bullet there by not having to come to pit. Where I talked about Eric Almirola earlier, yeah, he felt like he got candy taken away from him. 17th for Eric Almirola in this race here. You have thought that they'll run better. All the Stewart Haas cars off in this race, and we know that they're going to be a 4-speed record with once. On in Talladega on Sunday, Almirola, who finished backwards the last time we're in Alabama, finishing backwards third. Almirola, no, he's really good at Talladega. He's gonna have to chop the bit to in his only wins coming on speedway tracks, Daytona and Talladega for sure. So, I mean, yeah, you're going in here. I think this is gonna be a must for top 5 stage points in the whole shebang for Almirola. That is what it, I mean, yeah, that win took a lot out of his sales there in that instance there. So when you look at it in this instance here, Almirola, he's gonna have to come up big here, and I was stunned to find this gentleman back here. Chase Elliott, at one point he was gonna look really good one another stage in these playoffs, but the Georgia native, Dawsonville, Georgia native, finished deep in the field in this one. 22nd in this race here at Vegas for Chase Elliott. I mean, yeah, he had it came on a late restart. Something happened. I can't think of what happened here to South Point 400. Chase Elliott, I almost said Briscoe. Chase Elliott led 73 laps in this race. Yeah, that's a head scratcher. Not a head scratcher for performance wise, because Alex Bowman was running up in the top 5, top 3, all night long. And you throw Chase Elliott in there. Also, he ran in the top 5, top 6 all night long. And team faded late. I don't know what happened there to scrim his finish there, but really cost him an opportunity there to gain a chunk of points there for Chase Elliott there. And yeah, Chase Elliott in form position there. And Chase Elliott, I talk about him in the 19 for the role next weekend already. Yeah, Chase Elliott, baby, and he already said he's gonna crash. You better be careful about that, because with that kind of attitude going in here, because he had issues in the first race back in the early spring, but yeah, that kind of attitude, you might as well just fold up to and not even race Digger and go in the rule with a must win situation. He might find himself there anyway. So any of these guys to Keselowski, yeah, he had a plus 30 advantage going in to Vegas. He had lost half of that. It's 16. It's tight between 14. And really, when you look at it, really, it's tight between 4th and 9th. But when you look at this thing, Bowyer, Almirola, Austin Dillon looked like he was going to have another solid night. Great night for him. But he had power stealing issues. But yeah, he stayed out on the racetrack to finish 30 seconds. So circle that one. If Austin Dillon, he's a must win. Almirola, Bowyer, those guys, yeah, they're in a must. I know, sorry, it's early, but I gotta say what it is, guys. It's a must win for those three guys. And then anxious because the Roval, I don't see those guys winning. I don't. I really don't. Yeah, Bowyer is a good road course racer, but even still, I don't see those guys winning. You're gonna have to go through the 9 and 19 at the Roval next weekend to do so. But yeah, those guys, must win situation. Bowyer 20 out. Almirola 27 out. Dillon 32 out. You can't say you put your way in. You're stupid. If y'all stupid if you say that. So going in to yeah, you're gonna have to have help. You have to be. You have to escape. You have to stay out of trouble. Stay out of the big one. Finish in the top 10. Which if you do still have these wrecks, you have a chance to easily. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's a sure lock you're gonna finish in the top dozen because these cars gonna crash, and depending who crashes. So yeah, there's that as well. So going in here, it's really tight between 4th and 9th spot, and this thing could really change in a hurry.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Winding down the 3 Wide Podcast episode of Vegas, Eddie Gritter III for the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast here. Recapping Vegas, getting y'all set for Talladega. And there's just a whole lot of other stuff that's been going on. News announcing today that the NASCAR 2021 NASCAR schedule came out. I will cap that off to end the podcast here in a few minutes here. And just to update you guys, I already said the Yellowwood 500 on NBC. That's a noon Central Green Flag. Green Flag just after 1 Eastern time. So this is good. Finally, move up to take that. You don't have lights. Move up the time slot. I love the move there. So move out. Quit messing around. Move up the time slot so we can get the damn race in. All of it in. If we can. So we know. Finally, good and stop. Yeah, so, and speaking of early time slots, Las Vegas was the last prime time slot of the year in the 2020 season. So, no more night races. We're daytime straight through the championship race at Phoenix. So, there's the schedule slate there. Back to the standings here really fast here before we talk about some other news, including the schedule here. Back to the playoff screen here. Keselowski, Truex, 15 out. Keselowski, just a point ahead of him. Harvick and Hamlin, they're gonna walk through Digga, obviously. So, no worries there, obviously. Keselowski, 16. Truex, 15. Logano, 11. Chase Elliott, 10. Bowman, 9. I already said it. Bottom 4. Busch, Bowyer, Almirola, Dillon. Force 4 in, Truex, Logano, Elliott, Bowman. So, this could easily change. We're going to have to see what happens for sure. Once Digga is underway, must-see TV. We'll find out who survives and who puts himself in position for the Roval and who punches their next ticket to the round of 8. The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast rolling along. Yeah, man. Chad Knaus, this will be his last season on top of the pit box, folks, as he's set to get a large role within the Hendrick organization in 2021 there. So Chad Knaus on top of the pit box will not be on top of the pit box for William Byron there next season. And I do have a strong lineup for Talladega. I will actually get to that right now if I can get to my other screen here. So obviously Denny Hamlin, not Kurt Busch, will get the pole for the race, obviously, because Denny Hamlin had a fast race car, led a lot of laps in this race, 121 to be exact. Kurt Busch leading 21 to get his ticket to the next round. So even, Kurt Busch, well, speaking of him, he'll start beside Denny Hamlin in the race on Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. will start third in this race. Alex Bowman fourth. Kevin Harvick for Stuart Haas Racing fifth. Kyle Busch sixth. Brad Keselowski will roll off seventh with teammate Joel Logano in tow in eighth. Clint Bowyer ninth. Chase Elliott will start 10th. Eric Almirola 11th. Austin Dillon rounds out the playoff drivers. He will start in the 12th position there. That is your playoff field. So playoff drivers leading the playoff field there. 1 through 12 at Talladega on Sunday afternoon there. All right, my three wide move of the race. I'm going to get this knocked out of the way here. Three wide move of the race. I'm going to give it to Matt McCall for leaving Kurt out there in Vegas. I mean, that's the call of the playoffs, right? At least to this point. Matt McCall, game changer, leaving, and I believe that was their plan all along, really, to stay out. Again, the theme of the night, roll the dice, you win some, you lose some, and they hit the jackpot. No pun intended. They hit the jackpot in this case here, and Kurt Busch got up on the wheel like he usually does, and he owned it, man. He took advantage of it and had extra motivation to get off that 0-21 snide, and he snapped it, and he won big by going into the next round. Huge implications there, and really shaking up this playoff field. And now I could definitely see a scenario where a couple of big name drivers could be left out of the next round. Second hole, obviously, I already mentioned him. Yeah, easy one for me. Joey Logano, I put you in the sucker hole this week on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast there for that move there in Chase Elliott, or I believe it's Spotter, I might have called him, and you know what, no, not going to repeat it. Not tonight, it's late night, it's place of night in Manhattan, Kansas, where it's really cooled off here. In Manhattan, definitely feels like fall now. But Joey Logano, sucker hole move. Matt McCall, my three wide move of the week here on the 3-Wide podcast. All right, to cap off this podcast tonight, big news surrounding the 2021 schedule. I just wanted to touch up on just a few things here on the assistance here. Man, this is so much that I want to break down, but this is going to be another podcast for the offseason. Man, this is something here. Obviously, of note, really, the last 10 of the playoffs are going to be the same. The championship race will stay the same in Phoenix next year. The playoff race is already set from this year to next year, so no changes there. From the instance here, there are 6 road courses on here. Wow, we asked for more, the fans wanted it, we wanted it, hey, we got it. We wanted Road America, we got it. And there's a road course in here, I'm going to have to look up here. And it's a COTA road course race. That's going to be fun. Bristol on dirt. Woo, I tell you. Bristol, did the race turn into dirt? How in the world are they going to pull? Obviously, this is still fresh. So obviously, I'm going to have plenty of time to go back and how they pull this off. Obviously, they're going to be a podcast about it somewhere, so I am all ears to see how they pulled this off. Bristol on dirt, damn! How? And there's already a lot of mixed feelings about this. I'm scratching my head about, I'm confused about this. If they wanted to put it on dirt, why don't you just go to Eldora? Obviously, Eldora has been in heavy discussions about having a cup race there. There have been multiple sources about that, but yeah, this is a head scratch for me. How they pull this off, I have no idea. But obviously, NASCAR.com has an article about that, so I'm going to read all about that. In here, obviously, the Indianapolis. No more oval, not even the Cup Series. So, pretty much what we saw a hell of a battle with the Xfinity Series race between Briscoe, Almaneer, and Cindric earlier in this summer. We're going to get that in the Cup Series next year. So, no more that. That's the road course there itself. The return to Sonoma and Watkins Glen, fingers crossed, back on the schedule. That's obviously going to be in there as well. And you have your Charlotte Roval in there as well. Miami, Homestead, Miami got moved up. So, it's going to be an all-Florida battle early on. Your first two races, the Daytona 500 in Homestead. So, Florida, you're going to be there really for 3-4 weeks there. So, really, all Atlanta getting two. I mean, Atlanta used to have two races. Atlanta getting a second race in there. You still have your doubleheader with Pocono in here. Darlington still has two races there. So, I don't know why people are surprised about that move. So, yeah. I could break this down a lot, but it's going to be another. This is early thoughts about it. So, really, six road course races, including your usuals in there. So, Road America next summer. I'm really pumped up for that. That's become one of my favorites on the schedule. So, there's just so much to break down. We wanted it. We got it. And obviously, Nashville next summer. Next summer is going to be fly. You got the All-Star Race at Texas. So the return of Sonoma, All-Stars at Texas, which, we'll see how that goes. Nashville, Poconos, Road America, Atlanta, short track racing in New Hampshire, back-to-back off weeks, and kind of say that real quick, the Summer Olympics was supposed to be this year, got moved to next year, obviously because, the pandemic. So, next summer, it's going to be fly. Let's call it right now. I'm excited for next summer's races in particular. That's going to be something right there. Watkins Glen, the return of that. So, I missed Sonoma this year and Watkins Glen this year. So, hopefully, fingers crossed with everything that's happened this year, that we get those races, get those tracks back on the schedule, back for real next year instead of making up those races next year. So that's just a quick look there at the schedule, and I'm sure and this is going to be a separate episode this off season here on the 3Y podcast. I just want to get early thoughts on that. So, there's a little mouthful there. Talladega, obviously, I mentioned it early on. Ryan Blaney, Pitts is going to be on hot. Pitts is going to be ready to go for that race. Ryan Blaney will have an opportunity to win three straight. He's going to have a chance to upset the playoff field, if you want to call it an upset. I mean, it shouldn't be an upset, but he's going to be a factor there as well. So it's going to be roll or dice. So folks, we'll see what happens, man. All three of the series going in here this weekend in Alabama. A lot of four ride, three wide racing. Pun intended for the three wives. You're going to hear a lot of that. So, man, it's going to be interesting to see who comes on the other side. Elimination race in the trucks. Which two drivers get eliminated in that one? Xfinity race two of round one. And who puts themselves in great position for Roval? And who gets that elusive next ticket to the playoffs in the round of eight? You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 and the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. You know what to do with that. Get it where every podcast are found as well. If you listen on Apple Podcast, please leave us a rating and review. Really appreciate that a lot. It continues to spread the word about the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We are a couple, just two episodes away from the big 200. Cannot wait for that. And we have our special guest lined up for that as well. And that actually, that lines up with the Roval. So, I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave all with suspense at that. And I'm going to close with that. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for some Alabama racing. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast is a wrap for this week. Big shout out to Big D as well for his continued help with the producing of this podcast. I'm Eddie Greer III. Thank you so much for listening to the 3-Wide podcast this week. Get ready for some speedway racing this weekend in Alabama. Rolling the dice this weekend. It's been a theme all night. Congratulations to Chase Briscoe, Austin Hill, and Kurt Busch as they move on, respectively, to the next round. Kurt Busch shaking things up. What's going to happen at Talladega? Find out on NBC. Quick, I just want to jump in real quick. Congratulations to 3-Wide alum. We've had her on the show a couple of times, Gracie Trotter, for getting win number one in becoming the first female to win the ARCA Menards race at Las Vegas. I want to get that in quick. So absolutely pumped for her. I'm sure we'll have her back on the show. So, Gracie Trotter, awesome. Congratulations, girl. Winning. First female driver to win in an ARCA Menards Series race. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3-Wide.